Emily the Elephant. Emily was a couple years older than Edward. She knew so much more than Edward and told Edward that every day. I mean every day. That did not bother Edward, though, as he really liked his sister. He loved her and he liked following her all around the fields looking for food. He liked meeting all of her friends, too. They were just so nice to him, sometimes better than Emily. She could be a mean sister. One day, as Emily was supposed to be watching Edward, she got involved with her elephant friends and lost sight of Edward. He must have wandered away, she thought. She looked around and did not see him. All of a sudden, she got scared, as Edward was too young to be out here in the fields, all by himself. She thought, what am I going to do? Where do I start looking for Edward? Oh, no, what have I done? Emily was having so much fun with her friends. She had no idea how long Edward was gone. As often as she told Edward how much more she knew than him, she felt real bad about losing Edward. She became really sad, and now she was really worried. She knows the dangers out here with the other animals here in the jungle. Edward, he was off running around, and guess what? He found a bunch of puddles and could not wait to get in them. He was having so much fun just rolling around and getting muddy. Boy, did he love being muddy. Edward did not realize that Emily was not around because all he was thinking about was rolling in the water and the dirt. He loved doing that, and he liked filling up his trunk again and again with water. But then Edward looked around and realized what he had done. He walked away from Emily and got so involved with the puddles that now he doesn't know where Emily is. He cannot see her anywhere. Oh, no, where am I? As Edward got up from the mud, he heard noises from other animals that he did not know. It sounded like quite a few animals. He heard elephants yelling, too. They were all yelling at each other and the other animals, too. What was going on? I think that's Emily and her friends. Yes, I hear Emily screaming. I gotta find her. Edward started walking slowly towards all the noise he heard in the distance. He then started to run because he was really worried about his sister. What am I going to do? I don't know. I'm scared. Then he remembered what his mother told him. After he got in trouble last time with the puddles, she said, it's okay to be scared. We all get scared sometimes, but we must be brave and always do the right thing. We must always help family and friends and other animals too that need help. And yes, you always need to listen to what mom and dad tell you. Edward then started to run even faster. The noises were louder, and he could not stop thinking about Emily. She's my sister, my sometimes mean sister. He got behind the trees, and he could see three young lions running around the elephants, trying to get one of them along. They were much faster than the elephants, but the elephants were bigger. It looked like they were trying to get Arnold, my friend, one of the smaller elephants just like me. Edward just watched them trying to figure out what they were going to do next. Edward slipped around the side where there were more trees so he could get even closer. He knew he had to surprise the lions so the other animals could help him chase the lions away. Edward thought and he knew what to do. He was so glad he did what he always loved doing in the puddles. He had filled his trunk up to the top with water. Now he was ready. Edward waited for the right moment and then charged the lions. Emily saw Edward, so she charged from the other side towards Edward. The lions were caught in the middle. The lions saw elephants coming at them from all sides. They knew they had to run or they were going to get hurt. It worked. The lions left. Emily could not wait to get to Edward and say how sorry she was for not looking after him. She promised that it would never, ever happen again. And she told Edward she was sorry for always telling him she knew more than him. She was wrong. Emily also told Edward that because of what he did, he saved everyone from getting hurt. Yes, Edward, you know more than me today. I am so proud of you. Thank you for helping, and I want you to know I love my little brother. She put her trunk around his head and gave him a big, big, big hug. The elephants all gathered together and started a line to go back home. Edward was feeling pretty good for helping. But it meant so much more to him to hear his sister tell him how much she loves him. Emily means so much to me, and I love her too. Edward now couldn't wait to get home and tell Mom and Dad what he did. Find a way. The end.